Hi, this is a dictation for patient Sylvia Gordon, Sylvia Gordon, GORDON. Sylvia Gordon, date of service is 12/4/2024. Date of birth is 6/26/1967. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. Ms. Sylvia Gordon is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 7/11/2023. In this accident, she was traveling as a front seat passenger of a train and was rear-ended while she was traveling in Grosse Pointe near Mack and County Club Drive. The impact caused her jerking and having neck whiplash and head injury. She started having severe headaches to the front and left temple, dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain in the left side of the upper back and left side of the shoulder, left side of the neck. No other issues were reported. The patient does inform that she is 90% better at this time, and she has not done any MRI as she feels like she doesn't need to do it. She's already improving quite a bit. Overall, the pains have reduced to 2 to 5. At this time, the pain in the upper back and left shoulder is 5 to 6, and she is able to lift her shoulder up to 180 degrees of abduction without any pain and forward flexion without any pain. ADLs are affected only up to 5, while 90% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system reviews and for the substance abuse as well as the compliance history. Physical examination reviews: blood pressure of 134/93, pulse of 88, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same as previous visit of November 6, 2024, dictation number 1126-070. The range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at this time, with forward flexion being 60, and the extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion are also completely normal, with forward flexion 60, extension 20, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Rest of the findings are still the same, and range of motion of the left shoulder is now 180 degrees of normal flex. The abduction and forward flexion. And Hawking-Kennedy test is negative, as well as the anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Speed test, near test are negative. The strength of the left arm is completely normal. And distally, there is no positive Phelan sign, Trinan sign. Grips are normal. And wrist examination and hand examination completely normal. Substantial improvement in the patient circumstances. She is being provided with the following medication to help her continue with the Mobic, Flexeril, Protonix, Ultram, Alavil, and Lidocaine. The patient was provided with the Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril was provided 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation to the left upper thoracic area. Protonix was provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram was provided 50 mg PRN for headache relief. Alavil was provided 50 mg PRN for GAD disorder and sleep and anxiety, as well as lidocaine ointment was provided for further relief. Her urine drug screen was ordered and previous screen for reviewed, and the patient was found to be in stable condition. She's also ordered a physical therapy to continue 2 times for the affected area, which is neck, upper back, and the left trapezius muscle. She refused to have any injections. At this time, she's released to a light duty 6-hour, 5 days for 5 pound lifting limits. The patient is otherwise stable. An MRI of the cervical spine and left shoulder was ordered on 10/2/2024, and patient has not yet done this MRI. It appears that she is not interested. At this time, we'll see the patient in a month's time, and we'll hope to discharge this patient soon. Thank you.